USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The World Health Organization says the Delta variant of the coronavirus, which was first identified in India, has spread to at least 62 other countries, leading to hotspots in Africa and Asia. The Western Pacific region is reporting its highest levels of infection and death since the beginning of the pandemic, with the largest rise in new cases seen in Myanmar. The WHO also said the Gamma variant, first found in Brazil, has spread to 64 countries. And a report shows that police had a tip about the man who detonated a bomb in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day, and could have done a better job of following up on that tip. The report, commissioned by Nashville Police Chief John Drake, said that officers received a tip in 2019 about Anthony Quinn Warner making a bomb in an RV in his yard from a friend. The report notes that officers followed protocols in place at the time, and says there's no way of knowing whether they could have prevented the bombing. The report does make several recommendations for improving those protocols. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.